Thank you for calling the Protective Services Reporting Hotline. This telephone call may be monitored and recorded for training, record keeping, or quality assurance purposes. Your continued participation in this telephone call will constitute your consent to be monitored and recorded.
Hi, this is Joanne with the Pennsylvania Adult Protective Services Hotline. Can you please state and spell your full name and provide the best phone number to reach you in case our call is disconnected?
First name is Nina, N-I-N-A. Last name is Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T. Phone number is 267-551-7414.
Okay, Nina, are you calling to make a report for someone in need of protective services, or are you calling for information?
I'm calling to make a report.
Okay, and the date of birth of the person you're calling about?
01-13-1970.
Okay, and this individual is currently a resident of Pennsylvania, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and the individual's name?
Her name is Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Lewis, L-E-W-I-S.
Okay. And what is your relationship to Deborah?
We are a provider, a home care agency provider.
And what's the name of the agency?
Family First.
Okay, and what is your role there?
I'm a supervisor.
All righty, give me just a moment. Do you have her social?
Let me just see if it'll pop up here. One second. No, it's just giving me her Medicaid ID and patient ID number.
All righty. And she's in Philadelphia County, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. I'll be right with you.
Okay.
And what is her Medicaid ID number?
Her Medicaid ID number is, one second, I just got off of that screen, is 001-969-4843.
All righty, thank you. And Deborah is a female, and to your best knowledge, was she born a female?
Yes.
And what is her race?
African American.
And her marital status?
Single.
Is she verbal?
Yes.
And she speaks English?
Yes.
Is she confused or disoriented?
Could be possibility due to medication.
Okay. Is she ambulatory?
No.
So she uses a wheelchair?
She uses a walker when needed.
Okay, so she can walk.
She can get around.
Okay, all righty. And how much help does she need with her ADLs, like showering and toileting?
Yes.
She needs help?
Yes. Yes, full help.
Full help, okay, full assistance. Okay. All right. And does she live alone or with someone?
She lives with her son. Well, her son lives with her, rather.
Okay. All right. And do they live in a house or an apartment?
This is an efficiency apartment.
Okay. And what's her home address?
Address is 5325 Old York Road. She's in apartment 231. And this is in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And the zip is 19141.
Okay. And she gets mail at that address?
Yes.
And that's located in the city, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you have a telephone number for Deborah?
Yes. It is 267-766-6172.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And do you believe she's at her residence right now?
Yes, she is.
Okay. Do you have an emergency contact for her?
Let me just see, because there is another person involved. Myra, let me see. Don't want to give the son number because he's the problem that I'm calling in about.
Okay.
I don't see an emergency contact person on
All right.
the file.
Okay. Do you know who her PCP is?
Primary care physician? No, we don't get that information.
Okay. All righty. All right, and what are your concerns about Deborah?
So this is the third time around that we're calling in regards to neglect. There probably could be a possible still open investigation. It's just that we're getting multiple more stuff added to what's going on,
mm-hmm.
that the situation
mm-hmm.
is not getting better. So we was just advised that we put another caregiver in place to split up some of the hours because the client, Ms. Deborah, was not receiving proper care as far as bathing and dressing and stuff like that. So
mm-hmm.
we did get someone involved, you know, another caregiver in place to do those duties. But we're getting information that when that caregiver arrives, she's so soiled that she don't think that she's being changed or bathed or anything. The client does not feel comfortable with those things being done by her son. So he's neglecting to try to figure out on a way of possibly, you know, to deal with those situations because he's unable to do it. It just was told to us that the client is like heavy medicated, whereas though she's dozing off, she's not alert on where she's at. She's passing out in the middle of Broad Street. And I was told
Did she just go out on her own?
Yes. I was told that
okay.
her son, which is the primary person that lives with her, he's not
mm-hmm.
accompanying her to, like, the supermarket or the laundromat or things that, you know, he's supposed to be doing on his shift. He's leaving it up to her. And it's causing to be a fall risk because she is a fall risk client.
Okay.
I was told that the other caregiver that is assigned to her, the client disclosed conversation, small talk that she's afraid of her son. And then he told her that he didn't know that he was responsible with doing certain duties that he was hired to do. So he allowed her to do them on her own.
What's his name before I forget to ask you?
His name is Travis, T-R-A-V-I-S. Last name is Lewis.
Okay. How many hours of care does Deborah receive?
She receives 10 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. 66 hours a week.
66?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And does she have dementia or anything?
No.
Okay. Does she have mental health diagnoses?
A possibility, yes.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
No, that was basically about it.
Did Deborah tell that caregiver that he was physically abusive?
No. I think it's more mental. Because if something happens, then, you know, she told the caregiver she don't want to get him angry, because I think he suffered from mental, you know, problems as well, mental behavior.
Okay. All right. Anything about any kind of exploitation?
No.
Okay. Do you feel like she's in a life-threatening situation?
I do.
Okay. Would you say she's at risk for being socially isolated?
I can see that as well.
Okay. And other than the services she receives through Family First, do you know of any other services she receives?
No, I do not.
Do you know how many hours Travis provides? How many hours of care?
Travis works. He works 40 hours a week.
So Deborah's incontinent, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. Does she have any amputations or arthritis?
Arthritis, yes, in the hands.
Okay. And do you believe she's being overly medicated?
Yes, I think she's over-medicating herself. She was just recently in the hospital due to, non-verbal, non-conscious, and her son reported that he don't know what medication she took that it caused her to be disoriented. So.
Okay. What hospital was she in?
Let me just see the note. Let me see the recent note. Put in for the EIM.
And the dates, if you have that.
I got you. Let me see. Okay, patient went to ER. Einstein Hospital. This was on 9/2. Yes, she was sent to the ER due to medication making her confused and nauseous, and the ambulance took her to Einstein.
Was she admitted?
She was admitted for a couple of days, yes.
Okay, till the 4th or something like that?
Let me just go to her calendar. Let me see.
Okay.
Yep, so she was admitted on the 2nd, and services did not resume until the 9th.
The 9th, okay. Okay. So she self-administers her meds?
Yes.
Okay. Does she have any signs of physical trauma that you know of, like bruises, cuts, or burns?
Not that I know of.
Any concerns with her nutritional status?
No.
Okay. And do you know if she has any unmet personal needs or any untreated medical conditions?
Not that I know of.
And does she have Lou Gehrig's, Alzheimer's, autism, or intellectual disabilities?
Not that I know of.
Vision or hearing problems?
No.
History of strokes or seizures?
Not that I know of.
Any chemical dependency issues?
Not
at all?
Not that I know of.
Okay. And she does feel threatened by him?
Yes.
Do you know if she ever has any hallucinations or recent suicidal ideations?
Not that I know of.
Okay. And her home environment, do you know if there's any garbage or trash accumulating, any repairs that are needed, safety hazards, insects or mice, lack of utilities, or any hoarding?
I believe there's possible hoarding and it's possible safety hazards because it was just reported to me by the other caregiver that it is very hard for her to use her walker around the apartment because there's a lot of stuff between her and her son.
You mean a lot of stuff laying around?
Yep, a lot of stuff around.
Okay. All right. Do they have any pets, do you know?
No pets.
Okay. In the neighborhood, is there any gang activity, drug activity, people with weapons, neighborhood dangers, or dangerous animals?
No.
And as far as her finances, do you know of any mismanagement of her funds, anyone trying to put their name on her accounts, depleted bank accounts, missing assets, or any other unusual financial arrangement?
That I do not know of.
Okay. And do you know if she has a power of attorney?
No, I do not.
Okay. Alrighty. And are you familiar with sending the written mandatory abuse report to Liberty Health?
Say that one more time.
The written mandatory abuse report to Liberty Health.
Am I familiar with that?
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Alrighty. In addition to making an oral report, mandated reporters have to send in a, it's what's called the Act 70 mandatory reporter form.
Act 70 mandatory. Okay, I'm writing this down.
Okay. And you can find that like by just doing an internet search.
Okay.
And you'll send that to Liberty. I have a fax number and an email address.
Okay, you can give me the fax number first.
Okay, the fax is 484-434-1590.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the email is mandatory, R-O-N, so it's like the man's name, Ron, so it's mandatory Ron, @libertyhealth.com. And you have 48 hours to submit that.
.com, 48 hours, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Okay, and I'll be sending my report over to Liberty as well for review. And because of confidentiality, both the hotline and Liberty are unable to provide information regarding investigations or updates on the status of how your concerns are being handled. Your facility will receive the final status of the report from Liberty Health. And would you like Liberty's number in case you want to call them?
Sure, yes.
Okay, that number is 888-243-6561.
Mm-hmm. And can I have your name just so I can put in
sure.
my records?
Sure, yeah. Yep, it's Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E, and my last name begins with L, as in Liberty.
Okay.
And someone may contact you regarding this report, so be sure to document their name and phone number. That way you can stay in contact with them directly if needed.
Okay.
And do you have anything else, Nina?
No, that was all.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for calling, and you have a good day.
You as well. Take care.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You too. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.